Hey, thanks for letting me come over. I know it's a little last minute, but I'm not intruding, am I? I know I texted last minute and it's late. Oh, really? Thank you. I really appreciate that. I guess I better get inside, huh? Some tea? Yes, that would be great. Thank you so much. It really helps with the nausea, you know. I'm not supposed to have too much caffeine. So, like I said, there's something I really want to talk to you about. Oh, yes, everything is fine with me, and the bean is doing just great. I had a checkup today. I didn't tell you because I knew you were going to get worked up about it, but it's really just routine stuff. I'm in good shape, and next week I could go in for a scan. None of this was planned, but I'm happy that everything seems to be going smoothly. It's totally worth a little morning sickness and the sensitive breasts and a nose like a bloodhound. Hey, did you miss me while I was out of the office? Oh, come on. You could get by a day without me around, I'm sure. Listen, I know you. You're being polite. But I know you're dying to know why I came out here out of the blue. Of course you are. You don't work beside someone as long as we have without learning a few of their tics. People don't call me your work wife for nothing. It's about our last work party, actually. That one. How much of it do you remember? Yes, I remember exactly how drunk you were. I just thought that. What is the last thing you remember, actually? It's okay if things are a bit hazy. Just try. Please. Okay. I still can't believe you woke up on your floor. You were so trashed. Well, during the party, you told me some things. And did some things that I think you'd like to know about. Just let me tell you. We sat beside each other at dinner, remember? Well, I should have been a better friend when Mike was feeding you all that booze, but you were having so much fun. You rarely let yourself cut loose, always so disciplined. I didn't really see any harm in it, and it was a party after all. When we were all done eating, I suggested we get some air. I did. Well, you had a buzz on for sure, but you weren't a mess. At least, I don't think you were. I was feeling pretty good too. Do you remember what I was wearing? Nothing wrong with that memory. I was wearing a nice red blouse and a black midi skirt. Do you remember what you said about it? No? Well, you're not just saying that because you're embarrassed, right? You might have been embarrassed because you told me I looked sexy. Actually, your exact words were, "You look so fucking sexy tonight." It was flattering. No, really. Listen, guys compliment me often enough, but it's nice to be desired, you know? I could tell that you meant it from the look in your eyes. If you're blushing right now at this, then you better strap in, 'cause it didn't stop there. We were all alone out there, which was a good thing, 'cause you pulled me in for a kiss. You did. You put your hands on my waist and brought me close to you. It was good. I was a little flustered, as you might have guessed. May I continue? Yes, there's more. Are you sure you're ready? Well, we went back inside. You were walking down the hallway back to the party. We were waiting for the elevator and you were quiet. I didn't know it was on your mind. I thought maybe you were nervous about the kiss. Or what you said. Are you sure you don't remember any of this? Okay, well, the doors opened, we stepped inside, and then you were all over me. You pressed me against the wall before I knew what was happening, pinning me as our mouths met. It was intense. It happened, I promise. I have proof. Yes, I do. Just let me finish telling you the story. The elevator climbed, and soon we would arrive back at the party. You kept going and going, and I was afraid we were going to get caught. People already joke about us at work. I didn't really want to feel the rumors. I guess you figure that out, so you intervened. You had enough of your faculties to let me go and press the button for the floor beneath the party. I didn't understand at first. I was still breathless and in shock, not to mention straightening my clothes in case we were going to run into someone. I had never seen the sight of you before. The elevator car came to a stop, and the bell dinged. You grabbed me by the wrist and pulled me down the empty corridor. I was too stunned to react, so I hurried along as best as I could. I was like a passenger in my body. Maybe it was the wine I had, or the shots that we did with Mike and Stacy. Or maybe it was the thrill of it, and how spontaneous it felt. It was exciting. You found the place you wanted and pulled me in. You closed the door behind me, and we were locked away together. You were on me right away, my body sandwiched between you and the door. Your mouth was on mine. You kissed me hard and bit my lip. It happened, but you wanted more. Your hands groped what you had been admiring just a few minutes before, feeling up my breasts, squeezing my ass. Oh, it wasn't like that. I liked it. You were rough and demanding, and it was just so raw. I was moaning like a slut. I couldn't help myself. You broke off the kiss and then looked me in the eyes. The only sound was the two of us breathing hard in the room. I thought you were going to change your mind. Instead, you bent down, grabbed my thighs, and lifted me up. My heart went into my throat then. I remember gasping. There was a table in the room and you put me on it, on my back. No, don't speak. Let me tell you. My skirt was loose, so you hiked it up easily. I was turned on and a little bit terrified, too. I didn't know what to do. You reached down and began to rub me through my panties. I had wanted to feel sexy that night. There were the little black ones with the lace trim. You growled when you felt me and my heart skip a beat. I remember being embarrassed at just how wet I was. You were hard on me, and it made me whimper and squirm. I couldn't help it. I pulled you on top of me for a kiss. Even though you were taking the lead, I wanted to do things too. You made me come just like that. I clenched my jaw and tried to keep quiet. When I was lying there seeing stars, you began peeling my panties down my legs. When I came to my senses... what? Yes, I was cum drunk. It happens. Anyways, that's when I heard you pulling down your zipper. I asked if you had a condom. Your eyes were on fire and you told me no, as you pulled it out. You were so hard. I told you I wasn't on any birth control. I had broken up with my boyfriend just a few months before, and I wanted to switch off the pill, but wasn't in a rush. I wasn't seeing anyone, and I was always careful, despite what my current state might suggest. You told me that you wanted to fuck me. I moaned. It had been so long, and I was so horny. I told you had to pull out. You didn't hold back another second. You buried yourself to the hilt, and then you started fucking me just as you promised. It wasn't sex or making love. You were pounding into me so hard the whole table was shaking. You were going crazy bringing me with you. I never would have expected it from you. You have always been so gentle and so sweet to me. A real gentleman. But that night, you were a beast. It was rough and hard. You had this wild gleam in your eyes. You were groaning and grunting and growling. I was holding on to you for dear life. You were ramming your cock into me with these powerful thrusts. Maybe I should have asked for ice water instead of tea. I just wanted you to know what it was like. But there's more I need to tell you. I knew you were getting close. You were going so fast. And you were getting louder and louder. And I felt your body tensing. I warned you, pull out. You didn't stop. In fact, you went faster. I was nervous. I felt you thrusting into me with nothing protecting my womb. I grabbed your shirt, trying to get you to hear me. I warned you about the risk. You hadn't spoken to me the entire time we were fucking, but you had plenty to say then. You said you wanted to come in me and to flood my pussy with your seed. My mind was screaming no, but my body didn't want to stop. You were so deep, grinding on my clit, and told me you were going to blow inside me despite the risk. Your hands were tight on my thighs, so I was locked in place. I started to come so hard I was helpless. You went as deep as you could, and I could feel you firing your load inside me as you roared in orgasm. It was so powerful. Afterwards, we kissed and touched each other's bodies as we caught our breaths. I couldn't believe what had happened, but what was done was done. It took us a while, but we eventually made it back to the party. We rode the elevator back and tried to rejoin everyone. For the rest of the night, I could feel you inside me. Your cum dampening my panties. The guys had gotten even drunker while we were gone, and were soon passing us drinks. It helped with my nerves, but it also made things more illicit. We had the secret, and the evidence was under my skirt. You were looking at me like you were proud. Maybe it was my imagination, but you were smiling, and the fire was still in your eyes. I tried not to notice, but every time I peeked your way, you were watching me so intently. Then you got too drunk. I put you in the cab and called my own. When I got home, I kept replaying everything. How you overpowered me. How you took me. The feelings. The sounds. And the look. Can I confess something, please? I touched myself that night, reliving it, with your sticky seed still inside me. Maybe it was the lingering alcohol intensifying the events of the night in my mind. I don't know. I texted you the next morning, remember? I was nervous. I had no idea how you felt. Though, I at least knew you were attracted to me. I said, last night was crazy. And you replied you were so hungover you couldn't remember anything. I didn't know what to do. Were you trying to pretend nothing had happened so we could move on? I had no idea. When you came into the office on Monday, you acted exactly the same. No awkwardness or shyness. You even got me my favorite donuts as a thank you for getting you home safely. You were your sweet, wholesome self again. But I had seen the other side and I couldn't get that out of my mind when I looked at you. I know you've probably put this together already. I could see it in your face. You're wide-eyed and you look like you're in shock. 2 weeks later, I missed my period. 3 weeks after the party, the Friday after work, I picked up a pregnancy test from the pharmacy down the street. A big pair of pink lines was how I started my weekend. I hadn't been with anyone else. When you took me that night, you got me pregnant. You're the father. God, I'm sorry. I know this is a lot, but it feels so good to finally tell you. It's okay, take it in. It's big news. Why don't you sit down beside me? Touch it. My belly? It's your baby. I've wanted to tell you since I found out, but When you couldn't remember, I got scared. It was so hard when I told you and you touched my flat tummy. You were the first person I told, and you looked so happy. I hoped you might have confessed to remembering then, but you've truly forgotten. Well, I haven't forgotten. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. That night. No, in a good way, I still fantasize about it. I replay it over and over again. In the home, in bed, at work. How are you feeling? Tell me. Honestly? I know, it's shocking. It's been so hard to work beside you each and every day and not to tell you. Especially when you've been a major help in so many ways. You knew I was doing this alone and you've been so supportive. Are you remembering? Do you feel any different knowing that you impregnated me? That you've bred me? Sorry, but I think it's what you've wanted. The way that you fucked me. The way that you made sure your cum was deep inside. The way that you ignored my begging to pull out. You wanted to put a baby in me, on some level. The animal inside you had needs, instincts to fulfill. You made me feel, oh God, so many things that night. I can't stop thinking about that night and about you. My instincts keep telling me to get closer to you. I don't know if it's the pregnancy hormones or something else, but I need you. I need the man who put this baby inside me and claimed my womb. I've been dressing differently for you at work. I think you've noticed. I've seen your eyes on me. Part of me hoped that you'd sense the truth, even if you couldn't remember it. Let me show you. Feel here. It's small, but you could feel him or her. That's right. I'm sorry. I couldn't stop myself. Not with you touching me like that. And everything else. You're a wonderful friend. A perfect companion. And I know you'll be an incredible daddy. And more. Show me your wild side again. Show me that beast that knocked me up. I'm so glad you'll remember every detail of this night. Every day our baby gets bigger. I won't be able to keep it a secret much longer. Wouldn't you like everyone to know who bred my fertile body? Yes, do it. Take me. Fuck. You're so hard. Just like I remembered. Give it to me. Pound my pregnant pussy. Fill me up again. Yes, I'm so wet. I could barely get through the story without touching myself. God. Oh, fuck. You feel even better the second time. Your thrusts. They're incredible. My body needs you. Ever since you fucking bred me. Since you bred me like an animal, make me yours, daddy. Fill my body. Oh, you're so fucking rough. I could take it, keep going. Ram it in. Fuck. You could come in. I'm gonna come. It feels too good. As a friend before, and now you've become so much more. I love both your sides. You're a sweet, kind man, and a rough, strong beast. Don't worry, I'll be able to keep up. I've been waiting for you to catch me again. We have a few weeks to make up for.